Computers, the eerie lights glowing on the screens kind of pop out almost holographically into air and manifest in these little guys.
Oh, not glitch goblins. Glitch God, goblins. These things suck.
Little bot nibs. Bot nib. They got like a little, where their eyes would be, a digital computer screen, and they look like indeed just a little cyberpunk goblin gremlin guy.
Mm-hmm. Haven't we fought these guys before, or is this a different one?
Different campaign, but yeah.
Listeners,
right, but the same art, right?
Same art, probably. I think, yeah.
Listeners, just show you where the glitch goblin, while it being like a computer hologram, I just want you to know, still has a belly button, still has nipples, and a nose. It's crazy.
Gibbert will be playing one of these things next week.
Yeah.
Yep.
If all goes well in this low intensity combat,
I don't know. There's five of them on the screen, so you might be able to get your wish.
Yeah, but yeah, you're not fighting the elite versions, which would have been so as much as easy, probably. And I rolled a 2 on their initiative, so they're dangerous. All are dangerous. Okay, that is going to, yeah, so they pop out. I think you guys have perhaps known enough about digital tech gremlins, something like this. They are reaching out to try and perhaps claw at you, maybe give you a good bite, but it looks like most of you guys are rolling first in the initiative turn order. We're going to start with Ulithal. Drew, you are up first.
All right. Are these guys in melee range of me right here?
This one is, yeah. The one that just popped out of this computer.
All right. I don't know really how fully attacks of opportunity work, but I'm just going to take a little guarded step back. And then get ready for the shock! As we electric arc, which is going to attack the two closest to me. And this is a reflex save. Yes, reflex save.
Two reflex saves for these bad boys. All right, let me roll that. What is your DC?
17.
Two misses. Yep, both of them are just misses. An 8 and a 4, so taking full 5 points of damage.
Yes.
Okay. It's electricity damage. It just doesn't seem to do as much as you would expect. See, maybe some of the electricity kind of like conduits right through them into the computer console and goes zap, fries a keyboard, zap, fries a monitor behind them. They do take some of that damage though, and that will take us right to Lucartus Prout Tyler.
What would I roll in order to know what these things are?
Well, you've got... Well, no, not really an option. It says here for recall knowledge, these technically are fey, so it'd be a nature check.
Ooh, don't want to do that.
You have a lore that might consider them a specific part of it?
Computers, but nothing else. I have drift lore. That doesn't really make much sense.
Not drift creatures now, so.
Yep, drift piloting computers. I don't really see strong arguments there, so I will just go into this, not knowing what they are. I'm going to step, I think I'm going to, for my first action, I'm going to step in front of Ulithal, try to protect our resident wizard. And,
get down, Mr. Resident Wizard.
Let's try to punch it. I don't know if Lucardus knows if he can punch one of these things, so let's give it a shot.
Well, their faces are certainly punchable.
I was about to say, if it's got a face in this universe, it's punchable. It's so punchable.
Well, I think I hit with the 21. 4 points of bludgeoning? How's that look?
Yes. 21 is a hit. Oh, I've written... I've written their AC down in place of their HP. I was like, oh, these guys are pretty tough. Nope, this punch knocks this one out. And it just kind of de-reses back into the computer. All righty, let me reset their hit point here. Yeah, that's why this is a low encounter. Do you have a third? No, you aimed as well, right?
I did not aim. Third action? I guess I'll just step again. Really get into the mix.
Zeldin.
Right on. Let's see here. I am gonna, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm not gonna waste a spell slot that I don't have on these guys. Also, I don't think I can do anything against them. My guess is that they're not.
You got a nature?
Mental.
Well, these are fey. They're more akin to creatures than holograms that you.
I've selected the exact opposite set of skills from this from what is appropriate for this campaign. Clearly, so you know what? Why don't I go with an Eldritch Lance? Why don't I cast a spell on, let's say, that one down there? Woo! This little guy.
That an attack roll?
Yes, it is.
Go right ahead.
Oh, hey, there you go. Oof. 24 to hit.
Critical hit.
All right. For 20 points of damage. Mental damage. Hope they got minds.
They indeed do. And no resistance to mind damage. Mind bullets. What? Oh, yeah. They do have
that's an ability. That's telekinesis, Tyler.
Where they have their own form of telepathy where they're sending you all kinds of unhappy emoticons to your comm devices as they die, as you kill them. So, Lacardus, you have one. Now, Zeldin, as you destroy this glitch gremlin, you get some sent to you, Jabert. Uh-huh. And they're also entering your comm number and all of your comm mail addresses to spam callers.
That's good.
Spamming those numbers, so that you're gonna have to deal with that. The logistical nightmare of calling those places up and being like, take me off your list. Two are down, there's still three up, and it is Hathayun's turn. You're right next to one of them.
Yeah, so I mean or attunement and is going to attack with the flail. It's a 19 to hit.
That is a hit. Oh, boy.
10 points of damage.
A third one destroyed.
Oh. And I still have... I'm going to move a little bit to next to Lacardus.
We're going to have to just run this entire combat back afterwards and see what would have happened if you had taken the severe option.
Nah.
All elite.
And then I will attack... No, do I use number two or number three? For this. Two. Just number two.
Okay. Ah. Oh, thank you, Miles. Two on the dice. Excellent. That will take us to Tavra, your turn.
All right. I guess I will enter the room hearing my friends slashing at computers. Sounds like fun to me.
You don't see any of these creatures. You just start wailing on the computers themselves.
I mean.
Hey, Tavra, you know what you should do? You should backslash. It's... computers.
Oh, terrible.
Backslash.
I'd rather delete them.
All yeah. Right, you should M-dash into the room.
Can I come all the way over here through all these people?
You can walk through your allies, yeah.
Okay, great. I will do so. And I guess I'll strike with my Doshko.
What's your movement speed? Do you have to double move over there? Or?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's see. Where was I? I was right. Oh, my God.
If you hit Control Z, it'll just take you back.
Yeah, I guess I would have to double move. I'll double move. I have to anyway.
All right, to get to this one that Thayun and Lacardus are all on.
Let me go to the one that doesn't have anybody on them because I have.
I was about to say he's already backed into the corner. Like, let's talk about this. Oh no, critical hit.
24 to hit.
Critical hit. It's destroyed.
Yeah, I deleted it.
Control, Alt, Delete. All right, it's the bot nib singular's turn. My little minus one CR creature here now. Yeah. Boy, howdy, would I have loved to cast any of these fun spells on you guys.
You know what? Every now and then, We get one. And we deserve this.
Can I cast delete on someone before it dies? Let's see.
Run past all of us and hit Jabert's character.
You can delete me pretty quick.
he's got 3 hit points. I think you can manage it.
Oh boy, I don't have a lot of stuff to do with it, but I think it's going to do its best. Do you have an attack of opportunity, Ian? No.
You've told me no, but I don't understand how attack of opportunity works anymore.
You have to have one as part of a class feature, basically.
Like, is it a feat?
No, it's like a specific ability that some classes will have. It's okay, not like everyone has that.
I don't think I do.
It's possible that there'll be options to take them at later levels, but pretty much if you're not a fighter or another class that gets it at level 1, you don't have it. Oh boy. Okay, on its turn, boy howdy, they do not fly very far. We're going to cast a spell. I'll roll randomly for Hethion or Lacardus, who are right next to it. We're going with Lacardus. Tyler, make me a reflex save.
Oh, you picked the wrong.
I was about to say, if you critically succeed at this, I am running away. Oh no. Oh no. You've done very well, sir. I applaud you, good sir.
26? Yeah.
This has gotta be incorrect here in the book. I can't be their DC. That's like a negative intelligence for them. Hold
poor
on.
Things.
I'm
just
opening the
this
PDF.
One is severe.
Opening the PDF. So angry.
The dice were not kind to you today.
No, like we have earned this.
Well, I think in Archive of Nethys it says it's DC 7, and I don't think that could be real. Maybe it's supposed to be 17. Right.
Anything below a 10 is usually not seen very often, so.
We're going to page 85 of the Alien Archive here. No, it looks like it's supposed to be 16.
Anything else that they got wrong?
The DC said, well, no, the DC says 7 foot. It's like 7 and then in Archive of Nethys. So 16 means it's a critical success. You take no damage as a giant arc of electricity. There's like a smell of burnt ozone as you jump out of the way. It jumps between these two computers here. And the little bot nib, seeing all of its friends defeated, disappears into the computer bank. Just like dives in like, rawr! And we're out of combat. What do you guys think about that? A low encounter, just a single turn of smashing creatures.
Hey, it's efficient. You know, you told us at the top of the recording that if we did really well, maybe we could get to level 2 today, and we're working really hard to make that happen.
Yeah.
I don't think he meant like take a bunch of low level encounters to get the level 2. Oh.
like farming boars, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Farming boars.
Can we do this encounter again? Like a couple more times?
Just do this a few more times.
What if every day we just open up the podcast with a low level glitch gremlin encounter?
I would probably feel so much better about everything in life. <It's>
like, at least at the end of the day, man, we beat the tar out of them.
Those gremlins knew what they had coming. No, we're out of combat, and you guys are left to explore the room some more here.
Can we use the computers now?
I believe, yes, the glow has dissipated from these PCs here. I think you still get little as you're like dialed in and moving through the computer systems here, sorting files, the screen like shakes and you see like a little yellow frowny face every once in a while, but they are not threatening violence, at least at this point. The remaining glitch gremlin, the Botnib is the name of them here. Botnib, I keep calling them glitch gremlins. That's kind of what they are in Starfinder First Edition. Yeah, it seems like there is still a little ghost in the machine, as it were, but there's a ton of broken junk and gear that seems to litter the floor here, strewn about. While Hithaim is using the computer. If you guys want to sort through it all, there's some stuff that looks to be still in working order. Other tools and things like that are bent and broken. So you'll have to make a little inventory to see what you have available. Did you already make a computer check before this combat, Miles?
No.
Did I ask
you to turn it on
into combat? You did not. All right, go ahead and make the computer check now.
Okay. Womp womp.
Do you not have computers as a skill? No, you just have Arcana, huh?
Yeah, I just have Arcana.
Dialer, you're up. You might be the only person here that took computers, Dialer. How does that make you feel?
Yeah. Listen, I'm not very good at computers. I mean, I might be able to figure out this. This is, you know, it's because it's outdated. You know, put me in front of a supercomputer and I'm probably not worth anything, but I recognize XP when I see one.
Yeah, and you find this whole, almost all the computers in the entire system were, in the entire station, I should say, were kind of networked together. So even like the computer screens on the treadmills and the gymnasium and the projector in the first room that you entered where you met Bruce, just about everything was being dialed back through this system and its memory banks, most of which have been, it seems like, destroyed. The glitch gremlins don't seem like they've been in this computer system for long, but they've been chewing on data inside there for probably in the neighborhood of months. That being said, you can still calculate or figure out that the last thing that the computer system for Station Alpha was calculating was energy wave travel times, satellites or radiation, things like that, how long it would take to get from Eox to Eovo, the planet of Eovo. And there was also calculations thrown in there for the like probabilities of surviving a massive super weapon kind of energy, as well as on a planet and on a very small object in space.
Oh, well, trying to save their own skins a little bit, huh?
Perhaps.
Maybe, looks like, I mean, it's just a theory, but maybe in an attempt to try to save themselves, they merged these little rocks together to try to shield themselves from the super weapon. And who knows?
The bat on your shoulder is stroking its chin with its little holographic wing.
Yes, Lockhartus Prout, I believe this glitch gremlin is hiding some juicy files from you. Would you like me to interrogate it? I can get in there. I think I have that power.
Oh, yeah, go for it. Get in there. The second it goes in there, I'm going to try to lock it in the computer.
there's a cute little display of like an 8-bit blue bat fighting this yellow gremlin on the screen. It looks like an MDOS like fight between two figures. They're shooting like little single pixels at each other. But yeah, eventually the image of Botnib kind of falls down and Bruce pops back out into the real world. Be like, indeed, they were hiding some information from you all. It looks like the last transmission from this station. I can play it now and translate for you. Would you like that?
We love yes, that. Please. I usually prefer watching and, you know, I prefer subs rather than dubs, but I guess I can't really be a picky person here. So why don't you go ahead and roll it?
I have the capability to dub the video. I was just hoping that I could talk to you some more. Aww.
The video seemed to have been locked in kind of the RAM files of the computer, and maybe not all of it even was sent out, but still buffered for the communications of this station to send to perhaps another planet. You see the command core that you were just in, and there's an Elebrian woman in the same station suit, the same kind of golden shoulder pads with the little stripes on it, and she looks out of breath, and as you hear any Eoxian, an ancient Elebrian, her speaking in the subtitles, she says, "This is Veldra,
Antares of Station Alpha. I just received word via encoded channels that those imbeciles on Eox decided on destruction. I've enacted this station's failsafe protocols, engaging the astral egression systems. We don't know if it will be enough or if we can even save the station, but I've locked the controls and barricaded myself in this chamber, and hopefully there'll be someone left to save us in a few days. Commander Antares signing off. May Phrasma have mercy on Eox.
You guys were able to get into the command core. I think you already had unlocked it from the arcane laboratory the last week or whenever we were in there. But indeed, you can take this digital video with you. Bruce can download it for you, Lacartis. But besides that, in this chamber, you find a few toolkits. There's an infiltrator's toolkit and a hacking toolkit, as well as a single working chonky Eoxian flashlight. You know it's Eoxian because it's black. Actually, it's a black light. You can find out if there are stains in your hotel room.
Well,
putting this in your loot kit here, along with the glitching grenades you got. But yeah, that it seems like you found just about everything there is to find in this station.
Mm-hmm.
The last secrets seem to be locked behind that genetically encoded super lock on the commands for the station, all the major functionalities. And unfortunately, you found zero living Alebrians thousands of years later on this station. There's no cryopod or anything. That'd be like way too easy.
That'd have been nice.
We didn't check that far underneath the rat's nest. There might have been one down there.
Just keep digging.
Keep digging. Yeah.
Yeah, Ellen Ripley is in here with her cat. Alebrian Ripley is with her cat here. You see, you just unfrozen and woken up. Yeah, so I think you've gotten just about everywhere uncovered. I think the damage was 12 scrap rats in total. Is that how many you killed? It's a whole bunch. Murdered a whole bunch of scrap rats. I had more in case you got bored and wanted just a random scrap rat fight, I think, here or there. But yeah, that changed based on how many difficulty encounters you wanted. Could have had a whole nother scrap rat in that last fight if you wanted to go for the extreme combat. So you've got just about all the loot and information you can from the station. What's the next plan, Hithaeum? It looks like it's pretty cleared out.
Yeah, I didn't really find a whole lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's been unmanned for a very, very long time, but the entire station itself, like I said, you know, would be of one great interest to Clan Ulrika, but two, definitely the Eoxians. They would be more than interested to have access to a treasure trove of ancient history like this. It's like, you know, opening up.
You're going to say time capsule?
Well, yeah, there's that, but it's also kind of
like a pyramid a tomb. Or something.
Yeah, I mean, because it's a whole bunch of dead skellies. From wasn't thousands of years ago.
Emitting a like distress signal? Isn't that what we came in the first place?
I thought there was a reason we were here, other than like the, yeah. I remember being told, hey, if you find anything, let us know, or if we got like we made a deal, but like I thought we were here for a specific.
It was emitting the same kind of garbled message that you saw in the command core. It whatever it was doing, or you know, before its power went out, it seems to have perhaps been lost to time or lost to that locked computer files. You're not exactly sure the station's purpose. Like, why was it out there in space around Yovo? There are literally no records that you guys know of anything like that happening. So, certainly some more questions to be answered with Station Alpha. But your contract is to get on board this asteroid, make sure it's clear, and then report back to the folks at Ulrika Clan Holdings. So you've pretty much completed your contract.
Okay. And so Would this information be value monetarily to the Yaksans? Or like could we sell them the information and then just, you know, turn in our reports?
Possibly, yeah. I think technically Clan Ulrika has, you know, finder's rights, salvager's rights.
Oh my god, I did make that deal with that one guy, didn't I?
But yeah, I don't know. You've extracted a lot of data, which I think you could probably sell yourselves if you wanted to. So,
okay.
But I mean, I'd recommend heading, going back to Star Citadel Theodrain if you want to. They're going to give you a payday for just coming back and having cleared out the station.
Is sound good to everyone else?
Mm-hmm. Into it.
Sure. I think we're done here.
All right, then we are out of here. I select fast travel.
Oh, yeah, heading back to the Nova Rush. You can get the starship started back up, and Captain Concierge, your holographic AI computer system, will welcome you back. Friendly hello, waves at you all with six arms. Ah, you guys have a good day exploring that old space station? You bring back any fun souvenirs or valuable treasures? Who's that? Points directly at Bruce on your shoulder. Who is that?
That's just Bruce.
What? You guys have been gone for just a day and you've got another holographic companion?
Oh, well, believe me, it's not by choice. I wouldn't really call him a companion, more of like a...
More like best friends.
No, I was going to say
best friends.
Stowaway.
Best friends is life what it is.
Partners.
Oh, you, Heath Ayun, you are not helping me.
Captain Concierge, definitely mean mugs Bruce Ferngully a little bit and says, hi. That's fine. You might have to go through some isolation protocols to make sure that you're not bringing back holographic cooties, Lacardus.
Oh, that would be...
Get you down in quarantine. You're going back to the the escape pod that you were locked in with the pirates. But yeah, I'm sure that you all be happy to get back to Star Citadel Theodrain, and if you've completed the mission, get paid for this job. You guys want to get back out into open space? Start preparations, Captain, for some drift drive activation?
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, sounds like a plan. Let's head on out of here. This place kind of gave me the willies. Yeah, so you guys can settle in. If some of you want to stay on the bridge, you can. If you want to take a little rest, imagine... poor Zeldin got real goofed up this fight, these few days of fighting. But hopefully another quick trip across the diaspora, across the pack system with your drift drive. But before you can get even far enough away to start preparations for entering the drift away from Station Alpha, alarm klaxons begin to go off on the bridge. And Captain Concierge pops up.
Whoa. Scanners are picking up a starship on an intercept course with us, but the ship's showing no pings, but their weapons are trained on us, Captain. This might be a real attack, not a staged preparation for battle stations. We could be under an actual attack, an actual starship combat, like we trained for.
Yeah, we could be, but we're probably not.
Oh no. Beans. Oh, beans. We're being tagged. There's an incoming energy blast. I need everyone to brace for impact.
The shields are indeed rocked by an enemy salvo. And the shields absorb most of them here. Get us back to the Nova Rush map. But absorb most of that energy.
Captain, we gotta do something. We just took a direct hit and it was powerful. Oh, geez.
Can we get some sort of readings on this ship?
I don't know if this rig is ready for a fight, but we're far enough away. We might be able to outrun the vessel and try to get the drift computers back online to mount an escape. But if we stay long enough to try and do some scans, we might be within more of a combat range, and boy, we could try to scare them off. Maybe they don't know much about us, but we're in a very dense asteroid field here, so pulse engine maneuvers are going to be
tight. We might take some environmental damage from rocks and things. Captain Delacorte, what are we going to do?
Well, if we are far enough to avoid conflict, I think it would probably be in our best interest to remain avoiding conflict, provided our pilot can get us out of here quickly.
Oh, we don't know what's attacking us. There's no ship data transmission coming off their beacon, so what? It could be another pirate crew. They'd turn off their transponders when they attack. And you know what? It's probably Scuzz, the pirate that you guys let live. You should have killed all of Captain Phaedra and Firestorm's crew. Now Scuzz wants revenge, and he's gonna destroy the ship.
He kind of just looks around, like, can we turn him off?
I don't think so.
Sorry, I'm kind of like a living embodiment of the ship, so its destruction is an existential threat to me.
We can try to outrun them if we're far enough away. Heath Island said, like, let's avoid combat and just get.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, we are entering into, indeed, starship combat, and we did a little brief test of the system, and it works very similar to you didn't do too well in the simulations
that
Captain Concierge puts you through, but it's the same thing. It's overcoming obstacles in this diaspora drifting scene to get a certain number of points, and it's called an asteroid field chase. So this ship is coming up on you, trying potentially to take you on, take you down. And there's a whole number of abilities that you can do based on your positions. And each turn you're able to basically do one thing here. Yeah, so let's get into it. Who wants to go first? You guys are all at your stations on the bridge, I'm sure. Captain, do you want to command someone to do something or take their action first? Do you want to do something yourself?
I definitely want to encourage someone to fly fast.
Mm-hmm. For the pilot's action, probably a piloting check to avoid asteroids and kind of slip out of this field as fast as possible. Tyler, do you want to do that first?
Sure. I've been holding back a pocket 20 here all night long, so oops, I missed it. Oops, missed. It's only a 17 on the dice for a 23.
Yeah. Do I not have the DCs up in front of me? I gotta have the DCs up. That is a
very big success.
On piloting check. Doot, doot, doot. I mean, it's definitely a check. I was just making sure it's not a critical success, which it is not here. But yeah, for the next few minutes, you are like dialed in, flying through the asteroid field, and unfortunately it is not a Star Wars level asteroid field. You're dodging like an asteroid like once every 30 seconds that is like a few thousand miles away, you know. It's just like you're not getting this thing rammed into your shield, so still dangerous. If you critically failed this, you would have indeed taken ship damage. Who wants to go next?
I'm sorry, are these rules posted anywhere? I'm looking through the Discord and I cannot find them.
Nope, just your station stuff. If you want to go, I can tell you what you can do as a science officer, as a gunner. Obviously, you can kind of fire backwards towards the people pursuing you, or you can fire
towards as a captain.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find. I'm trying to find any starship rules in the...
There are none. This is just like a chase scene.
So there are no actual positions in the in this game at this time.
Well, I mean, there's just the stuff that we talked about, which are similar to first edition stuff. What do you want to do?
I think what we're all saying is none of us remember what that is.
It's been like 4 months since we did this.
What do you want to do, Miles, as captain?
So if the captain is supposed to be kind of, I would say that Heath Island would be wanting to kind of ensure that the pilot is going as fast as they can,
yeah.
You know, and kind of explaining what the situation is in a way that I don't know. Is it some sort of like encouragement bonus or something?
No, you can, you know, help to plot a course with Lacartus by either making a piloting check yourself or doing just a perception check to aid him in evading whoever's on your tail.
Okay. I will roll perception. And I don't roll well.
No. A failure. Not a critical failure, so you're not losing. Well, you don't have points to lose here, but who else wants to take a roll? Like I said, we've got some gunner things that you can do. There's a magic or science officer.
Yeah, let me do magic officer, because I feel like the last time we did this, I was able to help plot a course using magic stuff.
Yep, to scan kind of the general environment to see how close they are on your six, to kind of help plot a way through the asteroid field. It is a whole bunch of skills. You could either make a computer's check or arcana, nature, occultism, or religion.
Let me do arcana. 11.
Great. Failure there as well. Rebecca or Jabert?
I will go to a gunnery station and try to take a shot at them.
Sure. I mean, we've got both a missile launcher.
Great at gunnery.
And a machine gun.
What takes more, you know, brawn? Because that's what I'm really good at. Neither. No.
I think probably the machine gun, you know, over long periods of time, you're going to need a little bit of strength to keep up the daka-daka, as it were. But this is going to be just a ranged attack.
Ranged is not my specialty, but I can try. I'll just do my cross bolter. Is that okay?
Yep. Okay.
16.
That is a success. Do you want to help clear out asteroids that are getting too close, or do you want to try and fire backwards towards the whoever's pursuing you?
I want to fire backwards.
Okay. Go ahead and roll. Well, what dice do you roll for your weapon, your cross bolter?
For my weapon, D10.
Can you roll a D6 for me?
Just one?
Yep.
Three.
Okay. It is a D6 plus three. So yeah, you watch as your monitor, as you're firing like every 10th round of these massive bolts you're firing out, is kind of like a tracer round. You watch as they arc through the space behind you, and you indeed see a shield thousands of miles back on your tail light up very briefly with a big sickening kind of purple tint to it. It is a fairly large ship, you can tell, but not exactly sure what it is from that distance without a scan. That means we're on to Jabert. What do you want to
do? I have a roll exactly, but I'll try to...
You could do an additional magical scan if you'd like.
No.
It's any...
Patrick, you have...
Magic skill.
I don't know if I can explain to you how terrible this character is that I've cursed myself into.
Do you have religion?
Barely.
Occultism?
No, what I have is warfare lore. So,
you can use that if you want to make a scan.
So I'm going to try to for a scan. Okay, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, if you want to scan the ship behind you,
don't care.
Yeah, moving these scanners to where the enemy shields have lit up here. You get a pretty good idea of what is chasing you.
I have to ask Ulathal to read it off the thing for me. This is the worst character I've ever made in my life. God, kill me.
You have to cut Sierra's on your back. Be like, oh, that's not good. I can describe what you scared.
Read it
here
to me, Captain Concierge, but say it into my good ear. You fart it to me. I don't know. What is the stupid character I've made?
I'm sorry. Did you really want me to fart it to you? I'm so confused.
Or I don't know. Just like, you've got a corporeal form, right? You could just like, I'll just reach out and, no, you're a hologram? Oh boy, I made a really bad character for this campaign. Oh no. Maybe a sixth sense or something.
Oh, did you want me to bring out the the holographic braille machine.
Braillulator. Yes, please.
You feel on the screen in front of you, it rises up, and you can feel the scan of the enemy ship indeed feels like the giant ribs of some kind of bony creature, and indeed can identify this as an Eoxian cruiser, a corpse fleet cruiser. Bum-ba-bum.
Oh no.
I wish it was Scuzz the Pirate. This is a lot worse.
Do you think they have any living Illibrians on board?
Why would they have that, Lethal? These guys are pretty known for being pro undead and really anti-living. I don't know if you know about the corpse fleet, but we should be running a lot more than we are right now. Okay, unfortunately, how many successes did we have in this round? Rebecca, Jabert, success, miss. Just two failures?
That's good.
Yeah, there are a few dings, as indeed maybe some stray shots from the enemy ship have dinged you here, but they are still hot on your tail as we go into the second round here. Your shields are holding strong. Who wants to start off turn two?
I'll try to use religion to recall critical information about the undead boniness of the bone soldiers.
Bum bum bum.
Check out their bones. 23.
Oh, pretty good. Indeed,
the bones are their money.
The cost, though. That's the problem.
Also their body parts. They're just made of bones. Yeah, I don't think you've maybe your character has had tussles with the corpse fleet in the past, but it is widely suggested that if you come across them in the diaspora or elsewhere in space that you leave them alone. They have been licking their wounds for the better part of a decade since losing some of their major capital ships in a stunning defeat,
and because
trying
they're
to get
undead,
their own super weapon.
Because they're undead, I bet that takes a lot of time because they have a lot of wounds.
Yeah, man. Nothing but wounds. But with this knowledge here, I mean, there's all kinds of like APBs on specific ships that have been spotted over the last few years doing raids. They're at war with a lot of pirates, trying not to go after like official packed vessels if they can help it. They definitely seem to have been kept a very low profile, especially over the last few years. But between your warfare lore and this religion check, Zeldin, you can identify this ship as the Amaranth, which
is an ancient,
like I said,
grain.
It is a cruiser ship, so kind of like one of their mid-sized vessels, and is, I mean, it's possible that your ship could destroy it, but they are, while a little slower than the Nova Rush, are definitely beefier. They are about twice as large as your ship and probably do about twice as much damage with their weapons. Mm-hmm. Not that they've fired another blast at you yet, but that is a success here. So we've got a couple of successes so far. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next to try to help plot a course to maybe give Helm a bonus.
What are you rolling?
Arcana? Can I do Arcana?
Yeah, I mean, that'll be part of your scanning of the way for it. Okay, there's a critical success, so 18 on the dice. A couple of escape points for that. Rebecca, Tyler, Miles, still my one gun.
I'll gun again, but this time I would like to shoot some asteroids that are ahead of us and further clear that path.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And a fail.
A miss. 7 on the dice. Tyler?
I will do my best not to steer us into an asteroid.
Ooh, no.
I don't know why I said anything.
Fail.
I'll use a hero point. Why not?
Do we have a sound effect to have a big thum as we...
Okay. I'll reroll. There you go. 18.
Success. Okay, good.
Okay.
Miles, take us home.
I guess I can continue helping Lacartis plot the correct course.
Go right ahead.
Now I'm starting to feel like people don't trust Lacartis in plotting
a I just don't know what course. Else I'm supposed to do right now.
Well, I mean, you can jump on a gun if you want. You can do what you just said. You haven't really taken any hull damage, so you don't need to do anything engineering-wise yet. But
yeah, I mean,
piloting sure, check, perception check.
I'll jump on a gun.
Sure, make a ranged attack.
All right.
And then roll a d6 if you do hit. You hit, I believe.
D6.
Oh, wait, are you attacking the ship behind you, or...
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Max!
Okay.
Ship so explodes.
Indeed, it seems to blast some shields behind you.
And they politely surrender and apologize.
No, I'm going to get... I get to roll an attack roll. I'm going to do...
No, you apologize politely 1,500 words or less.
Ooh, bad miss. 3 on the dice. 4.
Apologies still up for grabs.
Giant beam that misses you by several miles, emitting from the Amaranth. And yeah, you get to Captain Concierge says, they're trying to communicate with us. They've identified the captain. He's saying his name is Sanimus Slane, and he wants, oh boy, it seems like he's asking for you guys to turn off the ship and submit to the corpse fleet interrogation process. Oh, it sounds real bad. I wouldn't do it if it were you guys. Oh, geez. That's gross. There's gross stuff.
Yeah, I prefer to keep running.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The good news is you've gotten enough escape points and put in a good amount of space between you and the other ship. It will take a few Starship Combat turns to catch back up with you, which is more than enough to activate the drift drive, which has been warming up this entire time, and jump into the drift to escape them. And we're out of Starship Yay. Combat once more, everyone.
I'm a good pilot.
Yeah. I mean, you did a good job there. It is just another one of those team building exercises where the more you guys can succeed together, the faster it is to come out.
My favorite part was when we tried to lose them by ejecting Bruce in one of the escape pods like a distraction. That was my favorite part.
There's no life forms on that escape pod. That is obviously a distraction. Literally the downfall of the Empire is on that thing. Yeah. What an idiot. I hope he got choked out, force choked. Yeah, so... Way to go. You guys survived your first Starship combat. It seems like Captain Concierge is holographically sweating. They might be like cartoonish tears that are popping out of his eyes as well. He's like, the ship's still okay. We're in one piece. We got dinged up a little bit with some asteroids earlier, but no major hull damage on this first mission of the Nova Rush crew. Thank you, guys. I knew I was picking the right crew, siding with you over Captain Phaedra last week. Yeah. I think are we a family now? Is that all it takes? Is one life or death situation?
No, I think it takes more than that. I think the rule is 4.
Oh, I should
on
say
on my planet it's 3.5.
Oh, I mean, we're probably going to want to leave the pact system after this, and go out to near space or far space or somewhere very far away, because, well, the Amaranth did scan us and attained our ship information. So I don't want to be in this star system anymore. We can start a new life somewhere else, right? We're all family.
I mean, no, I think we'll probably just find someone who's willing to trade spaceships. So we'll trade you for a different spaceship that they don't know.
Bruce blows a raspberry at Captain Concierge. He's like, yeah, you will have to stay with the ship and I will go with the Cardis. Beep boop. Right. Well, you guys have got some downtime in the drift to get back to the other side of the packed worlds here, the other side of the star system, before you report back to the clan Ulrika folks and Belen Shadraz and her husband Rebecca. If you guys have downtime activities you'd like to do, plan them out on the ship. But when we come back from a little break of playing, you guys won't be playing these characters anymore. Not these first level characters. You'll be level 2. Electric Boogaloo.
I was worried there was going to be one of those situations where we were in a simulation again, because that was a nightmare.
Simulation. They only do that a few times in the adventure paths. Not all the times. No, but you've been promised a good amount of credits as well. So probably something you want to pre-plan if you have any purchases you want to make with the pay, 500 credits from.
Good, I can afford toilet paper. This game is expensive, yo.
Is there not a magical alternative?
Get to all that and talk about level 2 next week and get back to reporting to Star Citadel Theodrine. That's going to do it, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick.
Actually, we haven't been doing outros. We have an end to the episode. Yeah. Well, this is like an actual, the end of part one. Concluding chapter one. We're done.
Hot dang. Woo. Bye.
This story is to be continued on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. You've been listening to the Cosmic Crit podcast. The Starfinder role-playing game and its adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and used with permission.